Here in Arizona.
Were y'all coming back to New Orleans very often?
Probably twice a year, something like that.
And just visiting? Or
yeah. Visiting.
Did y'all still own your house in New Orleans, or did you?
Well, I think it was a rented apartment, and I think that we maintained that apartment. I'm a little fuzzy on this now, you think? But I think probably they had the apartment the whole time.
Where did you live from 1947 on?
On Marengo Street.
Where's that?
Well, it's around the intersection of Napoleon and St. Charles. Uptown area.
Could you sort of make a sketch of the floor plan of the house and what you called each room, you know? And
you mean by telling you about it?
No.
Oh.
Just sort of.
Well, now, we lived in an apartment in say, from 1947 until 52 or so. And then we lived in a large house that was across the street from the apartment. Which one do you want?
Well, which is clearer in your mind?
Well, I suppose for both of them, really. Because the apartment belonged to my grandparents.
Okay, and both of them.
Okay.
The Garden District in and Uptown begin?
Or is
the Garden District
there? Well, I think, generally speaking, Garden District is probably part of Uptown. But the traditional boundaries of the Garden District are Louisiana Avenue, Jackson Avenue, St. Charles, and the River.
What about the Irish Channel? Where is that?
Well, the Irish Channel runs from Magazine straight to the river. And from, somewhere further downtown from Jackson Avenue, say something like Melpomene Street or Uterp, as they say, and runs further uptown than Louisiana, I would think, maybe to Napoleon.
Mm-hmm. So they sort of touch each other, huh?
Yeah, the Garden District and certainly the Garden District and the Irish Channel are right next to each other.
What was the Irish Channel like when you were growing up? Did you go in there much?
I don't really remember going there very often. But it was there, and I suppose it was somewhat different than it is now, because it was more solidly a white neighborhood, and now it's mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed both with blacks and with Spanish-speaking people. The people I always thought were very much alike and had a very strong tradition and sense of neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
Which still remains to some extent, but I think is disappearing. Those people are moving out to the suburbs.
This apartment was owned by your grandfather?
Yeah. This is a bad drawing, but it's about the best I can do.
Did he design?
No, he bought it. Architects never design their own houses, I found. They always live in horrible places. Don't look like anything that they would ever do themselves.
Are any of the houses that... Did he design houses in this area?
Some, yeah. There is a house that I think is a good example of his work on St. Charles Avenue in Rosa Park, right past Nashville up in the university section, which is, it's a beautiful house. It's very Victorian looking, lots of design work on it. And he did some work on the Monteleone Hotel downtown in the French Quarter. And he also did another one of his jobs.